Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cardinals start their series tonight against the Brewers at Busch, that is it. These three games here, final games of the season at home. They'll go on the road for six.
Yep.
They've got the Giants in San Francisco. They've got the Cubs at Wrigley, and that's it. End of the 2025 season for your St. Louis Cardinals. You can hear the action tonight. 6:20 pregame, 7:15 first pitch. Right here on 104.1 FM KMOX. Operations and content provider for St. Louis or STL Sports Central. And also used to be with Klabes Online is Joe Roderick.
Yeah.
And Joe covers the Cardinals and he's with us on KMOX. How's it going, Joe?
What's going on, guys? Still with Klabes, though. Pops in every now and then over at what we're doing at STL Sports Central. He's one of the big wigs here as well. So can never get away from working with Klabes.
Great guy. Mike Claiborne, great guy. So
truly.
Good guy to work with. The Cardinals here, I want to get your general overview of everything that's happened because we talked weeks ago about the season, and we know what the season was supposed to be. Runway is the big word. That's the one we used all year long. Does it feel like, in that regard, in terms of figuring out what the Cardinals have, what they need moving forward, that this was a successful year, or do you feel like there's still a lot that they don't know?
It's successful. I think if you take a step back and you look at who was good this year and who did perform well in that runway, and you get names like Yvonne Herrera, you get Alec Burleson, you get guys like that on the offensive side, and you can look at that and you could say, okay, like we know those are two centerpieces for next year. But I think the biggest question, it kind of is, moves into the offseason. And it's okay, what can we get for the guys that we don't want around anymore? Like, I think a big question, like, you look at it and you go, okay, what do we think we could get if we put Nolan Gorman on the market? What do we think we could get if we put Lars Nootbaar on the market? And then from there, kind of build into next year, because like those are two guys. Like Lars Nootbaar is a guy that I really, really hope that Chaim Bloom trades this offseason. I don't know what you get for him though, but I think we've seen enough. I think we've seen enough to probably move on from that. And then you get a guy like a Nolan Gorman who we've seen the spurts still. We've seen the potential to be a 30 home run guy. There might be a few little tweaks in there that we need to get him there, but I think it's there. So, do you like what you see there with that? So yes, I think the long answer is yes, I like what I saw out of the runway season, because you did get answers on guys that you had a lot of questions about.
Yeah, and the Cardinals have got, they've really got a glut in the outfield. They've got a glut in the infield with this roster as it exists today. So they're going to have to weed out players in both of those areas. And the question is, you're probably, for the folks that the Cardinals are going to be willing to trade, not likely that we're going to get big league ready incoming from those trades, right?
Probably not. Or, in a case like Lars Nootbaar, he is a guy that's ready to start for a lot of teams in Major League Baseball. There's a lot of teams that could use a Lars Nootbaar on their team, a corner outfielder, maybe bat sixth, seventh in a lineup. He's not a leadoff hitter. He's not what the Cardinals are using him for. Can you trade that to a team that might just be that one small piece away from being a playoff contender or needs to take that next step in the playoffs and get a fourth starter for him? Because that's really what the Cardinals need. That's what I think that's going to be the biggest thing going into next year is how do you round out this starting rotation? Because if you look at it right now and you say, okay, Miles Michaelis is gone, man, this is not a team that has five viable starting pitchers in the organization to pitch at a major league level. So are you willing to trade him away for a guy that'll get you 25, 30 starts next year of, I don't know, Andre Pallante, Miles Michaelis type of starts? Then if that's the case, then okay, go ahead and trade him away. Outside of that, I really don't know what the market is going to be for some of these other guys.
Kyle Leahy is a possibility for the rotation. Ollie Marmol talked about that with us on Gas House Gang on Tuesday, and that they were intentionally building up his innings this year with the intent that maybe they give him an opportunity in spring training next year to develop back into a starter. I mean, would you like if they did that? Obviously, he's more valuable to them out of the rotation if he can do it effectively than he would be out of the bullpen. Yep. So do you like him specifically there?
I do. And I think that he has pitched in enough high leverage situations. And I think that he's impressed enough people in the organization. When you look at some of his lengthened outings that he's had the second half of the season, I think you do look at that and you say, hey, that's a guy that's gone through a lineup a few times when he's pitched and has had some good outings. He deserves it. I really think he deserves it for the way that he kind of came on and earned every opportunity that he got this year. And I think that you have to look within as well. We have to assume that this year, this offseason is going to be very similar to last offseason where they spent $2 million on free agents. I don't think they're going to go out there and suddenly surprise us and open the bank to a lot of other free agents. So you do have to look from within. And is that Quinn Matthews? We heard a lot about him in spring training. Didn't see him on the big league roster at all this year. He was hurt a little bit. Tink Hentz, again, that's a guy that we heard a lot about in the minors. He was hurt throughout the season. So you kind of look at what you have in the organization. And yeah, I do think a name like Kyle Leahy, maybe a Gordon Graceffo is a name that you give those opportunities to. And maybe we go into spring training, you say, hey, we got these nine starters that are fighting for these jobs. And then by the time we get to about March 15th and you kind of look at it, are we really going to have five of those nine that we look at and we're happy with at the major league level? I don't think so. And that's something that worries me about next year.
And behind the plate, Jimmy Crooks has had a cup of coffee now with the big league club. Is he likely to slot in as the starting catcher next year? Do you think Pedro Pages retains that position?
That's a good one. That's a good question. Just because we've also heard Yvonne Herrera still wants to catch. And is the organization going to have to step in and say, listen, man, you're not a catcher? Is he going to be able to prove enough this offseason that he can stay healthy as a catcher? Because he wasn't at the beginning of the year, kept getting hurt. And now that he's a DH, okay, we've seen a lot of signs of him being a really, really good hitter. I think Bernie wrote an article for us the other day showing that when you look at his age, I think it was guys under 25, under 24 years old, like Yvonne Herrera, he's top five in baseball with a lot of his offensive numbers. So is that something you're willing to risk with that? There's one name out there that I keep throwing around and I keep getting told that I'm an idiot for it because there's no way the Cardinals are going to make this move. Why not take a flyer and try to make a move on a guy like Adley Rutschman of the Orioles? It seems like he's kind of fallen out of favor. He's had a bad year. you could probably buy low on him. And he's a guy that's a former All-Star, so he does, you know, he does grab those headlines. I think that would be a real nice first, second move for Chaim Bloom to make.
So how quickly do you think they want to be competitive? And I mean, you know, not just, hey, we'll see what happens. Maybe they win the division. Because now it's, I mean, you're the Cubs are the Cubs. They're a pretty good team. I would suspect that they have a stronger offseason than they did trade deadline because they didn't do much there. The Reds have continued to improve. The Brewers are the Brewers. You know, they somehow still do it every year. So how quickly do you think they can be competitive and how aggressive they want to be in doing it?
That's a question that I don't know if any of us have the answer to right now. I'm hoping there's some sort of introductory press conference for Chaim Bloom next Monday when the season's over and before the playoffs start, and we get an idea of what the Chaim Bloom era is going to look like with the Cardinals. That's one that if I had to guess right now, I'm going to say the Cardinals don't spend much money offseason next year, and we get a good look at what this team might look like. You know, we just let the young kids go at it again and hope that there's baseball in 2027. And if there's not, then maybe we're competitive again in 28.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of seems like that's the most likely outcome at this point. Turning our attention to the other sport in town, St. Louis Blues started their training camp yesterday. The first game, a regular season game, is on October 9th, just around the corner. Team that surprised a lot of people last year and almost won the first round, should have won the first round against Winnipeg. They've added a couple of pieces in the offseason. I think this is going to be a pretty good team. What do you think?
What were they, 6 seconds away, 10 seconds away from advancing in that? I didn't get a chance to go out and see training camp yesterday. Randy Carricker and I were talking about this yesterday morning. I would think that Jim Montgomery probably started training camp with working on 6-on-5s, right? Like you probably started working on all of that man advantage type stuff to fix the main issues there were last year. And it's kind of funny that both these organizations, the Cardinals and the Blues that we're talking about, same type of thing. Last year seemed like a runway season for the Blues. They got hot in the second half. All the kids played really well. They made the playoffs, and they almost upset the number one seed. And it's going to be a big question of, okay, are those kids going to learn from that? Are they going to be hungry coming into next year? Or did they kind of relax a little bit and say, yeah, well, hey, we'll be a year older. We'll be a lot better next year. So going into it, I have huge expectations for the Blues this year after what they did last season.
Yeah, Blue season is coming up, and college football season is already happening. It's been underway for a while. Big weekend. Mizzou has South Carolina. Fighting Illini have Indiana. Man, that's a lot going on there, Joe.
I can't wait. I've been for the last two weekends I was in, or the first two weekends I was in Columbia. Last weekend I was up in Champaign. I'm not leaving my couch this Saturday. I'm not. I am going to be locked in.
Hell, you don't leave your couch in June on Saturday.
Right. I am going to be locked in on those games. I can't believe College Game Day didn't go to Indiana this weekend.
Yeah, I know.
That when you look at the calendar of the games this week, yeah, Auburn, Oklahoma seems like a big one, but
they always go to those Illinois schools, man. They're always been Auburn, Oklahoma, all those old.
They already wasted their trip to Oklahoma for Michigan, Oklahoma. Like they messed it up themselves by going there in week two. Illinois, Indiana is the game this weekend. That's one where you know Illinois right now. Top 10. They're number 9 in the country. They win that game. Mm-hmm. And same thing with like Mizzou this weekend. Like you win that game, like you're going undefeated into Mizzou could be going undefeated into Alabama. Illinois could be undefeated going into Ohio State. Like that is for the colleges that are closest to us here in St. Louis in Division I football. Like those are huge, huge storylines. Last week at the Illinois game, that offense, they struggled a lot against Western Michigan in that first half. They finally figured it out in the second half. That defense, though, was really, really fun to watch in that game. Luke Altmyer could really put his name on the map this weekend with a big win over Indiana. The Mizzou one, I am sitting here and I cannot figure out if I want to put money on Mizzou this weekend as a favorite outright. Like, yeah, sure. I am not a huge Mizzou fan, so they have not broken my heart like they have probably many of the listeners right now out there in their sports history. But at one point, they were 13.5-point favorites over a team that started in the top 10 this season in South Carolina. Like, I get that Lenore Sellers is questionable, but that just seems so – that is such a huge spread for that game. And they have to win. They when you are that much of a favorite, you're at home, and you've been home all season. Like you should, they should be ready to go, ready to just run them out of the building on Saturday night.
Joe Roderick, we are looking forward to a big college football weekend, and you're right about College Game Day. What they're going to Miami, right? It's for Miami, Florida. Yeah, they're always doing the South. You know, if you go to Indiana, Champaign is like 2.5 hours away. There are going to be so many Illinois fans there, so many Indiana fans, obviously. That would have been an incredible atmosphere because they would have eaten it up there. It's absolutely nuts.
Yeah. And you know, yeah, save the South for November, December.
Yeah, come on, man.
It's cold. Like, if you have a nice weather weekend in Bloomington, Indiana, go there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Joe Roderick, STL Sports Central, you're the best, man. Thank you for being with us.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.